It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah Sobrino, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So every day has a ridiculous made-up holiday, right?
Yes, seems like it.
It seems like it. So today is apparently National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day.
That's bad luck.
That is bad luck. So apparently, well, the day encourages you to test the superstition and note if any bad luck comes your way.
Did you try it?
No, I didn't try. Are you crazy?
I have an umbrella up in my office. Does it have to be your umbrella or could you do it with somebody else's?
I don't think
umbrella?
It matters whose umbrella.
Do you want me to run get it and do it while you're
Please
doing
don't.
The Wiki Corner?
Please don't. Something very bad might happen. I don't know.
The ceiling might collapse. It's already
I don't think I've ever done that. Have you?
Open an umbrella indoors?
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, have you ever wondered where the superstition comes from?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you have.
Please, will you tell us?
The origin of the superstition isn't exactly known, but there are
I guess we're done here.
That's it. Yeah. And this concludes the Wiki Corner. No. But there are a few leading theories about how and why it began.
We'll take one of those.
One of them suggests that it started around 1200 BCE when the ancient Egyptian priests and royalty were using umbrellas made of peacock feathers and papyrus to shield them from the sun. Mm. So they used it for the sun instead of the rain. Mm. The superstition might have stemmed from a belief that opening an umbrella indoors, away from the sun's rays, would anger the sun god and generate negative consequences.
That's it.
Another theory involves a different Egyptian deity, which would be the goddess of the sky.
Oh.
Early umbrellas were crafted to mirror and honor the way that she protected the earth, so their shade was considered sacred.
Right, okay.
If anybody with non-noble blood used one, that person supposedly became a beacon of bad luck.
A beacon of bad luck,
yeah.
You don't want them around.
Now, modern umbrellas gained popularity during the Victorian era with the invention of the steel-ribbed paragon frame, which included a spring mechanism that allowed it to expand quickly, but also dangerously.
Yes.
A bit more dangerous back then. A rigidly spoked umbrella opening suddenly in a small room could seriously injure an adult or a child.
Oh, sure.
Or shatter a fragile object.
Yeah.
And so the superstition may have arose as a deterrent to opening umbrellas inside.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mom always said, don't play ball in the house
or open your umbrella in the house. Right.
In the house.
So the origins of the umbrella can be traced back more than 3,000 years to China, Egypt, and other ancient civilizations. The umbrella was first developed as protection from the sun and was a symbol of status held by servants over royalty and others of high rank. Feathers, leaves, paper, and silk were all used as coverings, some of which were oiled or varnished to make them waterproof. The ribs were originally made from cane and later whale bone, but in the 1800s, steel began to be used for the ribs and oil cloth for the covering, which made the umbrella much stronger and waterproof.
And waterproof, too. Yeah, you want that.
Until the middle of the 18th centuries, umbrellas were viewed as solely a female fashion accessory and were often associated with high fashion and wealth. But that all changed thanks to a guy named Jonas Hanway.
What did Jonas do?
He was the founder of the Magdalen Hospital in England, and he has the credit of being the very first man who ventured to dare public reproach and ridicule by carrying an umbrella habitually around London.
In London, you might need it.
His influence finally introduced the umbrella to the male population of England and soon after the entire world.
Okay.
So you have him to thank that you carry an umbrella. You don't actually use an umbrella.
I hate umbrellas.
Yeah. I try to share my umbrella because I have one with me always because...
Because what? Because rain might
never
break
know.
Out.
Yeah.
I have one in my office
right.
just sitting there.
But you never use it.
I never use it.
Have you ever used it?
Well, not that one, no. That's a new one.
Right.
And it's just there.
Right.
It rains real hard.
Now, there was a spike in umbrella innovation during the 1800s.
Was there?
One thing that came out of the spurt of creativity was the button that allows the umbrella to automatically open.
An innovation that
proved remarkably sturdy and withstanding the test of time.
Yeah, the button's good.
Yeah. But it wasn't until 1928 when an umbrella that folded neatly into itself was invented.
Mm.
Umbrellas have also been fashioned into hats.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yes.
Yeah, those?
As early as 1800.
Not serious.
As 1880.
Are those serious?
Yes.
They're not serious.
Well, they've been around as long as 1880 and at least as recently as 1987.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah. Now, umbrellas are now a consumer product with a large global market. As of 2008, most umbrellas worldwide are made in China, which is Not surprising.
Yes.
With the city of Shangyu having more than 1,000 umbrella factories.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
In the U.S. alone, about 33 million umbrellas worth $348 million are sold each year.
It's a big trade.
And umbrellas continue to be actively developed. In the U.S., there are so many umbrella-related patents being filed that the U.S. Patent Office employs four full-time examiners to assess them.
Just for umbrellas?
Just for umbrella patents.
What are we
having to do with umbrellas?
What changes could there be?
I don't know, but everyone must have an idea about it. I don't know.
So the umbrella that you have is, because I bought you an umbrella as a joke, is called a better brella.
It's not a joke. But it's great.
No, I bought it as a joke.
I know, but I didn't take it as a joke.
No, I know you did, because you treasure umbrellas. I bought it as a joke. And it folds up. It does the backwards thing.
Right, so the water doesn't get all over you.
What a great idea.
Somebody genius had that idea.
But they invented that. What else could it be?
I don't know.
Right.
But as of 2008, the office registered 3,000 active patents on umbrella-related inventions.
That's a lot.
That's awful.
That's too many.
That's a lot.
You picked out a record to go along with umbrellas, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play the song Bus Stop by The Hollies.
It's all about umbrellas.
Yes.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Hollies on Legends 102.7. It's Bus Stop. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about umbrellas. Because today's National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day. Do it at your own risk.
At your own peril. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. Umbrellas were being used more than 3,000 years ago.
Until the middle of the 18th century, umbrellas were only carried by women.
And the U.S. Patent Office receives so many umbrella-related patents that they employ four full-time examiners to assess them.
Look at that. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That is an astounding fact. Now, okay, I got a couple of things I want to lay out here. First of all, I still think it's primarily women who use umbrellas. You can call me sexist.
Well, I think because if your hair gets wet, that's a whole thing.
That's fine. I don't know.
It's different for you.
I'm not challenging the reason. I'm just saying, so you walk in here with an umbrella.
Yeah.
When Chuck McCoy comes in at night, I don't care what the weather's doing outside. That man is not coming in here carrying an umbrella. Mark Cronin not carrying an umbrella. Barry V.
I don't think he's carrying an umbrella. You don't like umbrellas, but maybe the solution for you is the umbrella hat.
The umbrella hat. Do they make that anything but ridiculously bright colors?
They actually do. You know what? I just looked it up on Amazon.
Something monochromatic.
Well, I'm going to show you.
Like in straight black.
That's nice.
Oh my gosh, that chin strap?
could you imagine, like, what if you just walked in here with that on?
That's ridiculous. I will say, look, so these patent people.
It's only $8.99. I think that's a good deal.
It is a good deal. It's going to be one heck of a well-made umbrella hat. So I think what umbrella patent people need to do instead of focusing on the umbrella is, if they really want to boost sales, is work on the storage in the automobiles.
Yeah.
Because where do you keep your umbrella in the car? You carry
in the back seat.
But it's just like laying on the floor.
Right.
It's the same thing with snow brushes and ice scrapers. They just lay around the car.
Yeah.
They don't have a home. They need a home.
Right.
A place to live.
Maybe you should patent that.
If I could, I would. And I'd pitch it to all the auto manufacturers.
Go on Shark Tank.
Maybe I will. Folks want to learn more about umbrellas. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. Sarah, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Back tomorrow 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Ed Smith's coming up in a few minutes. He's going to give us the update on that issue we had on the 390 earlier that Mike called in about. He'll give us an update on that. We'll check the forecast with Josh Nichols as well on Legends 1027.